I want to welcome into studio now Anita McGill from Citizens Information. Good afternoon, Anita.
Hello, John.
And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, same to you.
And we're going to talk about maternity benefit.
Yes, that's right. So maternity benefit is paid by the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection to women who have a certain number of paid PSI contributions on their social insurance record and who are in insurable employment up to the first day of their maternity leave. The PSI contributions can be from both employment and self-employment. So for example, if you are in employment, you have to have at least 39 weeks of PSI paid in a 12-month period before the first day of your maternity leave. And if you're self-employed, you must be in insurable employment and have at least 52 weeks of PSI contributions paid in Class S in the relevant tax year. So for example, if you are going on maternity leave in 2019, the relevant tax year would be 2017. Half-rate maternity benefit may be payable if you're getting certain social welfare payments, for example, one-parent family payment, widows and surviving civil partners contributory or non-contributory pension. If you are providing full-time care to another person, you may qualify for half-rate carers allowance with your maternity benefit. Under the Maternity Protection Act 1994, a woman who qualifies for maternity benefit is entitled to claim working family payment, which used to be called Family Income Supplement, provided she meets the conditions for the working family payment and has a family. A pregnant woman who has no other children does not qualify for this payment until the birth of the baby. All employees must have their leave certified by the employer. However, if your contract of employment ends within 16 weeks of the end of the week in which your baby is due and you satisfy the social insurance conditions, maternity benefits payable from the day after your P45. You will be required to provide your employer with certificate from your doctor confirming when your baby is due. Your employer must then complete employer certificate for a maternity benefit. This is part of the application form. If you are self-employed, however, a doctor must complete medical certificate for maternity benefit to certify the expected due date for your baby. Maternity benefit is paid for 26 weeks, which is 156 days. It is a 6-day-a-week payment, which covers Monday to Saturday. Sunday is not treated as a day of entitlement for maternity benefit. At least 2 weeks and not more than 16 weeks of leave must be taken before the end of the week in which your baby is due. The insured should take the minimum 2-week period of maternity leave before the birth of your baby. You must start your maternity leave on the Monday before the week in which your baby is due. So for example, if let's say your baby due on the 14th of February 2019, which is Wednesday, you have to go on your maternity leave no later than Monday 4th of February 2019.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can take further 16 weeks of unpaid maternity leave, which must be taken immediately after the end of your 26 weeks paid maternity benefit. This period is not covered by maternity benefit, but you will be entitled to credited social insurance contributions for each week you take the unpaid leave. Again, up to a maximum of 16.
Has to be allowed, does it?
It has to be allowed, but the good practice shows that you still have to notify your employer in writing at least a month in advance, saying that you will be taking those further 16 of unpaid leave.
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
Yeah, so it just, some women prefer to go back after the 26 weeks when the maternity benefit finishes. Some extend that time for further 16 weeks. But again, as I said, you have to notify the employer of your intention to do so.
Okay.
Until recently, if your baby was born before the date when you're due to start maternity leave, your maternity benefit was only payable for 26 weeks from the date of your baby's birth. Since the 1st of October 2017, maternity benefit is payable for an extra period after the end of this 26 weeks in case of premature birth. Maternity leave is also extended for this extra period. So to bring forward the start date of your maternity benefit claim, you will need to give the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection either a copy of your baby's birth certificate or a letter from the hospital confirming the baby's actual date of birth. In case when there is a stillbirth or a miscarriage any time after the 24th week of pregnancy, the lady is also entitled to the maternity leave.
Okay.
Same 26 weeks. She also entitled to 26 of maternity benefit, providing that there's social insurance yep. requirements are met. To apply for maternity benefit following a stillbirth, you need to send a letter from your doctor with maternity benefit application form confirming the expected date of birth and the actual date of birth and a number of weeks of pregnancy. So during the maternity benefit, you can do volunteer work, you can do courses of education while you're getting maternity benefit. However, your payment will be stopped if you engage in paid employment. So the 26 weeks, you're not allowed to work. Okay, so yeah, it's yeah. either your employee or self-employed, that's the time for you on maternity leave. So no paid employment during that time. If you intend to return to employment earlier than you stated on your application form, you must notify the department at least 2 weeks before your new return work date. Okay, so again, you have to notify them in advance if you want to leave your maternity leave earlier. If you do not apply for maternity benefit within 6 months of the birth of your baby, you may lose this benefit. So again, if for some reason you didn't know that you could qualify, or this wasn't the first thought on your mind, you still have 6 months after the birth of the baby to apply. Citizens of EU and Switzerland can get maternity benefit for any period of their maternity leave spent in another EU country. So you can travel outside the EU and get maternity benefit for a maximum of 6 weeks. So you can travel
yes, for six yes. weeks and still get it.
That's for outside EU.
Yeah.
So for example, okay. if you decide to spend your maternity leave in Spain, nobody stops you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can be there all full duration of your maternity leave.
Okay.
And get your maternity benefit. However, if you prefer to go outside of EU, you will be paid only for 6 weeks. And again, you have to notify the department in advance. Citizens of countries which are not EU can also travel abroad, but they have a restriction of 6 weeks. Okay. To get the maternity benefit while abroad, you need to inform maternity benefit section of your intended absence. So you can do that by email, which is maternityben@welfare.ie, or by calling social welfare. The standard current rate is €240 a week. Again, based on your family circumstances, there could be additional payment towards the children or the qualified adult. You should apply for maternity benefit at least 6 weeks before you intend to go on maternity leave. If you're self-employed, you should apply at least 12 weeks before you intend to go on the maternity leave. Again, because there are more complications with self-employed and PRSI and everything, so it could take a longer time to see if the person qualifies. You can apply for maternity benefit online at mywelfare.ie. To apply online, you must have your public service card, and that needs to be linked to your mobile number. So again, if you don't have a public service card, you can contact your local branch and make an appointment and make yourself one. Okay, other than that, you fill in the form, you send it off and wait for the decision. If you need any help or more information, you're more than welcome to contact us. Our phone number is 0761 078190, and we are open Monday to Friday from 9:30 to 1:00, and then from 1:30 to 4:30. We are located at Bunratty Road Civic Centre, and as I said, it's a walk-in service, so no appointment is necessary. From next week, you can also find us in Omni Shopping Centre every Tuesday morning, and Bowman Hospital every Thursday morning, and Edenmore Shopping Centre every Friday morning. So
that's all starting back next
yes,
week.
Yes, starting back next back, week.
Back to normal.
Back to normal, yes.
Okay, Anita, listen, as usual, thanks very much for coming into us.
Thank you for having me.
Giving out the information. And as you said there, any more information or problems, it's 0761 078190. Or just come into the centre and walk.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, Anita.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.